Hi, this is a dictation for Fatima Wells. F-A-T like Tom, I-M-A-I-H, W-E-L-L-S. Date of birth is 5-8-81. Date of accident 4-29-2023. Fatima Wells is complaining of severe pain in the left shoulder. It is a status post-operative. On March 2024, she has undergone a surgical procedure to repair the left shoulder. Physical therapy is going on and she reports no relief. Dr. Gilliard has done the surgery and she has seen him on 4-18-2024. And according to him, physical therapy should continue. She reports of being in constant pain all the time since 4-29-2023 with no relief. According to her, she has a headaches which are 9, 1 to 10, occupying the front and the vertex. Neck pain is 6, mid back pain is 8, lower back pain is 8. She reports of pain in the shoulder around 8 with limitation of movement to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. She reports of numbness and tingling and pain shooting down to the left arm affecting all the fingers and motor weakness of left arm, dropping the phones and dinner plates. In addition, patient has shooting pain from the lower back to the left, to the right buttock and right leg up to the knee only as pins and needle off and on. She also reports of pain in the right knee to the level of 8. These pains are continuous and they are throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, tiring and exhausting and fearful. The pain is varying from 8 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 according to the patient, and ADLs are affected 10. The patient modified factor for the pain is not reporting any modified factors, and she reports that it is a battle to get better. She reports that she has had MRI at affiliated for cervical, lumbar and knee and shoulder, and many of them not available. In addition, patient does not report any muscle weakness anywhere else or bladder bowel incontinence. She reports of headaches, which are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front and back of the head and vertex. And severe, infrequent, sensitive light, sensitive to noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI that are reported are loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, fearful of the event, blurred vision. No taste problem, smell problem are reported. TMJ problem are not reported. She reports of fall 2 weeks ago due to a legs becoming weak, and no saddle anesthesia is reported, no weakness, lightheadedness is reported, no incontinence of the urine bowel is reported. Some difficulty walking is reported, although patient is able to walk independently, no anxiety, depression, panic, some sleep disturbance is reported. Kindly review the records for the system review. And past treatment is not informed by the patient, and we needed all the records. She has told that Dr. Gilliard did the surgery, but there are many other doctors like Dr. Sinha, and there is. Dr. Vora Khara, who was the past pain physician, and there's a record of her narcotic use before the accident and after the accident. And system review, please review the charts for the or record for the system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, and employment, legal history, and personal history, and the ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 135 over 82, pulse is 44, pulse ox is 99, height 5'1", and weight 133. 42-year-old African-American female, average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia. She is sitting comfortably, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. She appears to be overtly anxious, but not lethargic. She has a bad attitude and demeanor, appears to just be mean and to be killing somebody, yelling and shouting, seeking drugs. Every breath she is talking about pain and how Norco will help her. And her dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any dependent devices or adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template. In the skin, please mention there are three little scars in the left shoulder area from recent surgery. Neurological examination is completely normal. Musculature examination reveals some spasm in the quadratus lumborum muscle at the area of L1 to L5, where paravertebral muscle is also in spasm. No tenderness or trigger points noticed, no hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion of 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 15. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, and Lermit test is negative. Dissection test is negative. Toto-Hall test negative. No signs of myelopathy are noticed. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Karnik test is negative. And straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Bilaterally, contralateral leg test is positive bilaterally. The CAMP test is positive. The Brzezinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint are non-tender. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test, dissection test, the Faber test, Gosselin test are all negative. Extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, the rest of the extremities are found intact and maybe possibly right knee. They were examined separately. Examination of the left shoulder, patient has a resting pain of 8 and she can move her shoulder up to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, beyond which she reports more pain. She has a recent surgery. There are three small little scars for the endoscopic surgery at the left shoulder for rotator cuff and labral tear repair. Otherwise, the shoulder doesn't appear to be swollen or no dislocation fractures. On palpation, there are no crepitations and no swelling or contusion lacerations or any other thing available. Muscle strength is 4x5. And special tests could not be conducted as there was more pain according to the patient. Hand and wrist examination doesn't reveal any tinnitus and Fallon sign being positive. The grips are normal, reflexes are normal, circulation is intact, no finding of any myelopathy. In the knee examination of the right knee, on inspection there is no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation there are mild tenderness, peripatellar, but no swelling, asymmetry, no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. Range of motion is 135 from full extension, collateral ligaments are intact, motor power is normal, valgus varus abnormality absent, anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative, McMurray Steinman negative, patellar apprehension test is negative. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 X60, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments L54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, 75.30, 75.50, S43.432D, left knee, the right knee examination. the right knee M25.561, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4 XXL. Thoracic spine M54.09, lumbar spine M54.5. Plan of care for Fatima Wells is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered to have a physical therapy for the cervical spine, lumbar, left shoulder, and right knee. She is a post-operative status. 1 month ago, she had a surgery in the left shoulder. And patient is going to go for 3 times per week. Traction massage. She's considered disabled for work, hospital replacement, and transportation. Medications. No medications are being provided as she already has a medications for pain, Percocets from her previous physician, Dr. Gilliard, and her records are not available, all of them, and so it'll be on hold. She'll be recommended to continue seeing Dr. Gilliard for further narcotic control. No other medications are brought because we do not have her medication profile in all completely. And the non-pharmacological modality is yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records. I have the MRI of the brain from M1 Imaging, dated December 23, 2023, is completely normal, and no evidence of any infarct. MRI of the left shoulder is prior to the surgery, and it shows complex tears of the anterior superior glenoid labrum with fragmentation. However, there is no MR evidence of rotator cuff tendon tear and mild AC degenerative changes for which surgery was done. A arthrogram dated 11-7-2023 also showed partial thickness tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon occupying less than 50% of the tendon width. Grade 1 slap tear, glenoid labrum. The MRI for the right shoulder showed no damage to the rotator cuff or glenoid labrum. Mild AC joint arthritis. In the right knee, patient has a posterior horn of the least meniscus tear, which may require some injections and possible surgical correction if not recovered. Left knee is completely normal. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C5-6. No central canal stenosis and neural foramen narrowing is reported. The thoracic spine is completely normal. Lumbar spine is completely normal. Interventional pain procedures. Patient could benefit from injection to the left, to the right knee, and possibly into the left shoulder. One or two injections to the cervical spine. CESI is recommended also. Patient will continue seeing orthopedic surgery and possibly a spine surgery also. Neuropsych evaluation may have been done, and we are going to get the records. Only then we'll decide whether it needed or not. Attended care not warranted. Caseworker not warranted. Past medical records are being ordered released. Investigations. We are ordering an MRI of the left shoulder to see the current status, why the patient is still suffering from pain, and a repeat MRI of lumbar spine is ordered because it shows some facet abnormality in the past MRI. cold compression to the left shoulder is also ordered, and that is the part of the DME. Otherwise, patient has rest of the DME is like 10 units. Education is yes, follow-up visit in 15 days, personal support yes. End of dictation. Thank you.